Klaus, since you travel a lot to join many international meetings, can you share some of your most unforgettable experiences with me? Next week, I'm flying to Asia to join an international meeting, and I hope you can give me some tips.
One of my unforgettable and difficult meetings was probably the contract meeting I attended on a business trip to Japan. You know, Japanese people have their special style of negotiating with people in meetings. First of all, you need to dress very formally, and so sometimes being overdressed is safer. Casual attire is completely unacceptable in Japanese meeting etiquette.
Yes, I heard about that. I bet that meetings in Japan require a lot of diplomacy.
Besides that, another hard part was trying to figure out how to behave when we met for the first time. It was very frustrating.
Did you offend someone at the meeting?
I don't think so, but it was awkward greeting people by exchanging business cards instead of shaking hands. They kept bowing, but I felt a bit uneasy. I stood still and didn't know what I should do.
Yes, bowing is a very traditional greeting style when people meet in Japan. Is that all?
Of course not. There was a lot more silence at the meeting than I am used to. It was all very foreign to me. Most of the time, they kept silent after my talk, and I didn't know if they agreed or disagreed with my points.
Indeed. Japanese people are more conservative. Any rude behavior would decrease their trust in you. It does harm to the talks or negotiation.
Exactly. Another thing is to make sure never to write in red ink. Black or blue are safe colors. In addition, when taking a seat, just wait till you're guided where to sit. When everyone is standing, you're not supposed to sit.